What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rebel Reaper podcast. Today, this is Matt.
What up, guys? And I'm sitting with Roddy.
What up? It's been a while, and we both have had, like, obviously Matt's running a fucking business, so
yeah.
He's been hella busy, and I've been hella busy with life in general. Mm-hmm. But good things are happening, and everything's kind of calming down again, and we're gonna be putting everything we got into these. So if you are a regularly scheduled listener, then you should be pretty excited, because we're gonna have a lot of content coming your way. We're dedicating it to making one all the time now.
Yeah, so, like, we're gonna be sticking to it. The business over the last couple of years, since we actually started doing the podcast, I mean, there were some good times. We recorded a lot of podcasts. It took a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of collaborating, put our minds together on think of topics for you guys. But we just didn't want to just regurgitate the same old shit over and over and over. So that's why we took a little bit of a break, so we could focus on our own lives as well as building the brand. And then, you know, Roddy can help build and focus on his own life. But again, guys, we're back. We're focused on delivering quality content. We have a lot of people that are lined up with us, a lot of friends in the industry that we've met, a lot of people we've already contacted that are excited to actually do podcasts with us. So some of you guys are going to know who they are, and we'll announce them as we go. In the meantime, if you don't mind just subscribing to the podcast, it does a lot of, you know, for us, to help us out, really. And knowing that you guys are actually enjoying the content, if you can just subscribe, you can follow us on Instagram at Rebel Reaper Clothing. And you can also go ahead. You want to share yours, Rod?
I mean, yeah, if you guys want to, I could care less, but you can follow me at FXDB_Rod. And Matt is...
My personal, I kind of keep it private. But,
right on.
Yeah, but anyway.
Fuck it. It's our first time back.
Fuck it, we're going live.
Yeah, fuck it, we're going live.
Follow Rebel Reaper on Instagram, okay? So, yeah. Let's get right into it, dude. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, let's fucking... Dude, yesterday... So we
This is
went
not
on,
planned out, guys,
no.
By the way. This is just off the cuff, because that's
like
how we do things.
It's never planned out. I just feel like organic shit happens way better. But anyhow, last night we went and got us some cigars.
Oh, yeah. That place was good.
Yeah. And then I got home last night, and... All right, so a little background info. My chick is up north. What are those called?
Bachelorette party.
So yeah. She's at a bachelorette party right now, and
dick straws, dick blooms,
dick everything,
dick,
right? Dick all over the place, which is pretty rad. I'm kind of jealous. I wish I had dicks all over me.
That makes one of us.
So while she's out of town for this 3-day weekend, I am doing everything that I normally don't get to do all the time. Like, I'm still a pretty free man, but like, she keeps me to a pretty good diet, so I don't end up like a fat piece of shit. But yeah. While she's gone, it's Chipotle every day. Fuck it, I don't care. Like, I'm going hard. And
eat my ho-hos.
And I'm also getting to do a lot of things that I haven't got to do a lot, in a while. So I went home, and...
But the thing is, for the guys listening, it's not like she takes it away from him to do.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
When she's home, I have shit that I have to do with her.
Yeah, it'd be responsible. She keeps him in check, basically, as far as like being responsible. Yeah. But now he gets to actually let loose a little.
Yeah, it's nice. But yeah, so we got home last night pretty late. I got home pretty late last night.
Yeah, what time did you guys end up leaving? I left earlier.
I don't know, like 11:30. So I got...
Oh, wow, you guys were there.
I got home at like 11:45, and I decided to turn up my music. And I watched the Suicide Silence Mitch Lucker... Not reunion. Memorial concert. It was super dope. And I turned it up really loud, pissed off some neighbors. It was sick.
Was it live? Was it recent? Was it...
No, that was back
was
in like...
Back in the...
That was like 2012, I think, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were still doing that all the time.
Oh, no. Okay. They just did the one right after he died. Not like right after, but a couple weeks after he died, they got a whole bunch of really very big names in that scene out to jam with them and shit like that. It was super rad. So that brings me to my current place. Is this morning I woke up and was like, you know what? I am going to make the most bitchin', heaviest metal playlist on Spotify that ever existed.
Is that what you were playing earlier before we started?
Yes.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So I check. I'm not even like halfway done yet. There's still a whole bunch of shit that I want to add. But so far there is over 74 hours. I think when I checked it before I left the house, it was 74 hours and 2 minutes worth of content.
That's what I love about Spotify is you can follow your playlist. So you don't have to share it with me.
Exactly. You can. So if you guys want to check, if you guys love heavy metal, and I'm talking like when I say heavy, like the heaviest shit.
We're not talking like Memphis Mayfire.
No.
Or, you know what I mean?
I'm talking like
Alexandria.
The least amount of heavy on this thing is like Lamb of God and As I Lay Dying. Everything else is just as, if not more heavy than that. Most of it's way heavier. So, yeah, if you guys enjoy that, fucking hit it up. Let me know what you think. I wonder if you can like playlists on Spotify. I don't know. I'm brand new to it.
Yeah, you can. I believe so.
So would it, like, tell me?
Yeah, it'll tell you, like, how many followers, basically, is what they call it. Like, how many followers follow your playlist. That's basically it.
But yeah, like, it's called The Heaviness, or no, The Heavy. It's called The Heavy. And if you just type in my name, Roddy,
I'm actually pulling up my Spotify as we speak. So
let's find this
out.
What's it called, though? The Heavy.
The Heavy?
I was texting a friend in Germany.
Sounds pretty generic, dude. I'm pretty sure we're going to pull up a bunch of, there's a band called The Heavy, by the way.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
I had a friend in Germany try to pull it up and she couldn't find it.
So there's This Is The Heavy. Is a playlist right now.
So go to playlists, go to all playlists.
Okay. Heavy metal. Some of these are the heavy horse, heavy hitters. I don't know, I just typed in the heavy. Dude, you might have to actually make this.
Go to all playlists, right? See all playlists.
Yeah, that's what I was at. And this is what pulls up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so there's a shit ton.
Huh.
I'll look into it.
Okay, so
good luck finding it. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, way to be generic there, Roddy.
Yep. Oh, well.
We'll call it The Heavy Roddy. How about change the name? It would be a little bit easier to pull up.
I don't care. Anyway. If you like heavy music, you probably listen to your own shit anyhow. So good for you.
But anyway, I have a few playlists that I listen to. So I have like my gym one, right? So when I'm working out, I need specific music to keep me focused.
Oh, yeah.
So The Heavy, actually, when I look it up and I have it on my playlist, that actually might help me out a lot.
Oh, I'll send it to you. It's definitely... If you like to punch people in the face or work out, this is definitely one that'll... If that kind of music gets you in the mood to pump iron. I know when I work out, I listen to fucking anything.
Yeah.
Like, I could listen to Luther Vandross and work out.
Really?
Just as long as I have some sort of music.
No, I need some, hardcore shit to get me motivated. It's usually for the first half of the workout, because that's usually when I, like, try to use the most energy, and then I kind of, the end of the time, I'm like, yeah, listening to Frank Sinatra or something like that, kind of a little bit calming, because I like the old school vibe, so that's why I listen.
Yeah.
But I have a playlist for the shop, so for those not aware, Rebel Reaper has kind of grown since we continued last time doing our podcast.
Hell yeah.
So we have a warehouse here in Scottsdale, Arizona, so we have a lot more room, a lot more space. The company's really grown, and now we actually are sitting in a room.
It's a storefront.
Custom best room. Yeah, we have a storefront now. So I don't understand... Oh, my point of what I was trying to do is sometimes I get a little distracted, dude. My brain's already going a million miles an hour. So I have customers, obviously, that come inside the store, right? So usually I'm playing AC/DC or Metallica, something that's kind of medium.
Kid stuff, yeah.
Yeah, no. But I play sometimes hardcore metal if I'm in the middle of busting out orders or organizing everything on the shelves.
Yeah.
So I'll play hardcore and then the doors are open. I just remember this one time. This very young, petite lady who was interested in getting motorcycle apparel comes through the door, and I just hear the door opening, like,
ding, and she walks in and goes, hell yeah, brother.
No, it was the opposite, dude. She looked so terrified, and I was like, hold on. I was like, Alexa, turn on the music. yeah.
Oh,
great, please.
There she goes.
Oh, God. On Amazon Music. Alexa, off. So I have...
Shut up, bitch. All right.
I have... I can't say her name. Okay. I have a computer that acknowledges me when I say her name.
Let's call her A-Town. A-Town.
A-Town. And she goes off every time I say her name. So I can't say it here on the podcast because I don't want to ruin it. But anyway, yeah, long story short, the girl looked terrified, turned it down, and then we throw on something a little bit softer, you know. Yeah. So I got to remember.
You should have like put on like the greatest hits of Joe Diffie or something.
Yeah, well, I got to look into it.
I'm pickup man. that's the thing about.
I do play a little bluegrass every once in a while.
That's the thing about living in Arizona is everyone out here listens to country music. Well, most of them.
I don't.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Well, I
everyone
don't listen,
except us.
I don't listen to anything past like the year 2000 country music. Before then, yes, and obviously like
it started
like
getting weird when country started turning into pop, though.
Yeah, that's
garbage. When it really started getting weird.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florida Georgia Line, and I take it in the butt. Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about that.
Yeah, if there was ever a like
and the
a,
one who penetrates me is named Luke Bryan.
I don't know. The sad part is I can't even put a face to those names. I don't. That's how much I'm so out of touch with. And I'm sorry, guys, for listening, and you're like, fuck you, I'm a hardcore country, and that's cool.
I love Luke Bryan, how dare you?
And that's cool, man, that's cool if that's what you're into, but...
Just don't expect to hear it if you come visit us.
Yeah, exactly.
Expect the heavy.
What else you got planned for the weekend, since the wifey's gone?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go back home, and honestly, I'm gonna be a lazy piece of shit. No, scratch that. I do have to pick up dog poop, so I'm gonna pick up dog poop. But after that, I'm going to be a lazy piece of shit and pretty much just watch old concerts on YouTube.
You until order pizza at all? Or
probably.
Yeah.
Order pizza, go to Chipotle. I'm going to do all the things that I just normally don't get to do.
Damn.
And it's going to be rad. And yeah, I'm super stoked about it.
That's how you know you're getting old. When usually people are like, oh, I'm going to go party. I'm going to go to fucking Old Town and get drunk and get wasted.
Oh, you want to date the podcast?
Date the podcast.
Let's date the podcast.
What do you mean?
So right now it's pandemic season.
Oh yeah, no, hey guys. <It's> a, by the way, there's a pandemic going on worldwide.
It's pandemic season.
We're in September.
The CDC has just announced the actual numbers for the first time ever, and everyone's pretty much like, well, everyone that I know is pretty much like, see,
we
knew it wasn't that bad. Yeah. But
and before we get too much into it, if you're not a fan of like facts and what's out there, me and Roddy have known each other for a while, and we're like no BS, straight facts. Not really idealistic. What'd you say? We're realists.
People tell me I'm a pessimist, and I say no, I'm a realist.
Realist, yeah.
I'm definitely not an optimist. People are like, oh, well, if you think negative, or if you don't think positive, positive things won't happen. It's like,
that's stupid.
No, I think positive plenty of times. It's just, I think realistically.
Yeah. Realistic like, optimist.
I know that $100 million isn't just going to land at my feet one day.
For wishing for it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a realist, and I stay away from the internet.
Yeah, dude, I have not watched the news ever since the pandemic started.
It's fucking
try my best to actually stay away from it.
It's
but
so
I do.
Bad,
it's like, really hard not to actually see some of the facts that have come out.
Well, the like people are telling me about the shit that they see on like Facebook, and I'm just like, what am I trying to say here? Pretty much that like people are like losing friends over this, and like, oh, if you support Trump, then fuck you, or if you support Trump, then. Or if you don't support Trump, then fuck you. Like all that shit
is
like one side or the other, and it's like if you can't be friends with someone who disagrees with one part of you, then like you either you're a shitty person or you were never good friends in the first place. Like one of my best friends in the whole world is pretty much as liberal as it gets, you know. And I'm not anywhere near full blown conservative. I'm pretty much right down the middle, but he has some views that I don't share, but I still love the guy, you know.
Yeah.
I'd still fucking help him bury a body on any day, you know?
right
so but yeah it's
but that's the thing though,
people are getting real ignorant out here.
Yeah, for real, dude. I just hate the fact that like if you try to have a like how we are having a legitimate conversation, if you try to have this tone and you try to talk to someone that's not willing to actually see your other side, those are the people that I've come to learn, like, I really don't want to be around you. I've had people, just like you said, one of your best friends. I think I know who you're talking about. We won't say him here. We'll talk about him after, if I'm correct. But I think I know who you're talking about. But I've had friends, too, where we just don't see eye to eye. But I say, you know what, dude? I respect you. I respect you for that. We don't have to agree, but that doesn't mean we have to end a friendship.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. Like, a lot of people are so, you got to agree with what I say because their egos are so big and they get really pissed off. And those people I just can't have a conversation with, dude.
Yeah,
I really can't.
It's fucking dumb.
So, yeah, you looking at my monster drink?
Yeah, I was trying, like, I don't drink energy drinks, and
I don't either, but
every once in a while a new one comes out that's got a fun new color to it, so I was just looking at what that was.
Well, the only reason they're really here is Monster, by the way, for those listening, hit us up recently, and that was really cool of them. They just hit us up, and they said, hey, we want to come by and drop off some of our product, and you guys are pretty cool, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so,
hell yeah.
We'll take it.
When a company like Monster shows up and is like, hey, here's free shit, we like you.
Yeah. And it was the first time I actually seen the Monster truck in person, which was super rad. And I looked inside and I was like expecting all this crazy shit.
I remember being on the freeway one time and shooting across five lanes of traffic on my bike because the Red Bull girls drove by me with their Red Bull car, you know, the little Mini Coopers and shit. And I don't drink energy drinks, but all my friends did, and I was on my way to see a bunch of my buddies, and I shoot across, because they were exiting the freeway, so I shot across a bunch of lanes and, like, pulled up next to them at the end of the exit ramp, and I was like, I motioned to them, because I got my headphones in, my helmet on, and I'm like, give me some. They're like, what do I have to do? Like, and they're like, sorry, and I'm like, no, that's fucking bullshit, I know you have some, you know? They ended up...
Pull out your Red Bull cannon.
Like, we were at a red light, so I paused my music, and I flipped my visor up, and I was like, hey, I'm going to hang out with, like, five fucking penises right now.
Like, sausage fest.
Tell me you've got free energy drinks to give to people. I know that's your job. And they're like, they're in the thing, sorry. And I was like, well, fucking where? And I put my kickstand down. And they're like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, I'm not trying to get arrested, so I'll stop fucking around now. But
that's funny.
Yeah, I really wanted them to give me free shit.
I can imagine the two little really small girls that are just freaking out, like,
motorcycle guy.
It's just so bad, because, like, I was totally just screwing with them, but people can, I totally understand when people misjudge other people. Like, when I moved into my neighborhood and all my neighbors took their first look at me, they were like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, he's got this, neighbors.
Yeah. He's got all these tattoos and this big beard, and, you know, and then I started talking to him. They're like, oh, you're cool. Like, you're just a normal dude. Like, I'm not Tommy Toughnuts. I'm not Billy Badass. Yeah. I just want to live in my area and have my own house and not be bothered.
Well, I feel bad. My neighbors, like, I got the Chopper and then the Dyna and then the Nova and then the Rat Rod and then just taking it through my streets of my neighbors.
Yeah.
Every time they always give me a look like
seven fucking vehicles.
They're like, this guy probably does some illegal shit. No, I don't. I just sell clothes. So.
Nah, I've seen all the cocaine you run.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, just shoving in the pockets of all the clothes.
Hell
definitely.
Yeah.
But anyway, my neighbors hate me, is what I was trying to say. So.
The only time my neighbors ever have an issue, like, when I first moved in, I was like, hey, just so you know, I play loud music, and I ride a Harley, and it's also loud.
Mm-hmm.
And if either are ever a problem, let me know.
Yeah.
And I warn them. I'm like, I work out in the field in construction, so I'm up at 3:30 in the morning, and I go to work.
Yeah.
So a loud bike that early usually ruffles some feathers, but they ended up, I asked them like 2 weeks after moving in, I was like, is anybody being bothered by it? And they're like, we haven't heard it yet. And, which kind of hurt my feelings. Cause
they're like, damn.
I want my bike to be loud and piss people off.
It's not loud.
Because I'm a homo like that. But
what exhaust do you have right now?
Bassani Road Rage 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no, like, and I've got it tuned for it too. So
does
it's
that
like,
one have the upsweep, or is that the just straight?
No, the straight.
Oh, okay.
But no, like, what I noticed about it when I first put it on, I didn't just figure this out, but when I first put it on, I noticed it's actually pretty quiet at idle.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't piss off any of the neighbors.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make virtually any noise until you get on the throttle. Then it fucking screams like a banshee.
Yeah.
And it sounds really sexy.
Well, the TVR one I got, that backfires a lot, but
yeah, I used to have that
throatly. Yeah, I remember.
Used to have that sound going right there. Yeah, dude, fucking last time I was here. Yeah, so like we said in the beginning, like I haven't been here in a while. I've been busy with life. It looks like you've got a lot more custom vests made Yeah. Last time I was here, you had...
Dude, I'm running
probably,
out of room.
You probably had, in total, probably 12, and they were only on this wall.
Yeah.
Now you've got all the walls covered in them, and there's upwards of 20 vests in here.
Yeah, so when you guys come into the warehouse, it's Scottsdale here. So when you walk in, there's a custom vest room, and literally, just imagine... I'm trying to describe it, like, as if you were here, but literally looking around you, there's a custom vest that's covering every inch of the wall in this room. So when you walk in, kind of gives you an idea of, like, what we can do and help you out with. It's pretty cool, man. I'm excited for the new products that are going to be coming in. We got our own custom vest line that's going to be, like, in stock, ready to ship.
Hell yeah.
So we don't have to have customers waiting anymore, so... Damn, I can't share too much information because
I know,
there's so many fuckers out there that are copying everything you fucking do, which is annoying as shit.
Well, that's...
So...
Well, if they're copying you, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah, we're trying to pave the way of how we want the business to be ran. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, oh, for sure.
Not in here just to knock off shit. And I'm really... We never meant to be a custom vest place, dude. Can you imagine? Remember when I just had t-shirts and hats?
Oh, God.
Like, Roddy's been around since... The green days, I call it, like, when we were super green and nobody...
I remember when you ran this motherfucker out of a...
storage unit?
Yeah, like a 5x8 storage unit.
Yeah, super tiny.
And I came over to help you print shirts.
Yep,
And it was like, Jesus Christ.
And shit was just everywhere, and I was just like, oh, I gotta print these shirts. And you're like, dude, let me help you out, and let me get these organized.
And it's like 115 degrees.
Yeah,
at 3 p.m. in the summer in Phoenix. Yeah,
try to print some t-shirts. So it's 115 outside.
Yeah,
but 130 inside. So
and then you fucking fast forward. What? How long has it been? Like 5 years now.
So we started back in 2016. So I want to say
4 years ish.
Yeah. So it was probably mid 2017, like during the summertime.
Right.
So, like, the company was still going, like, during the wintertime here in Arizona. It's good.
Right.
It was definitely.
Well, I mean,
I remember moving out.
So what I'm
after.
Saying is, imagine that, right? Where you were pretty much just doing like 5 shirts a day.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's fast forward to where we're at now in September 2020, and you've got a pretty bitchin', really good size warehouse.
Yeah.
Where you're literally pumping out custom vests, like, and you can't.
I can't keep up, dude.
Yeah, you can't keep up. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we have a full, like. Trying to learn everything on your own, dude, and you're like trying to just
but that's
live
the
every
do
day
it,
as
dude.
It is.
Like, that's what's gonna keep this shit going for you. That's what's it's all organic and real. It's not nothing's been given to you. It's you've put in the hard work. It's not like nobody's been like, here, Matt, here's the key to the fucking how you do this.
This is the instruction manual.
You didn't you don't have to work for that, therefore you're not gonna care.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
But you put in the work, and I can tell, dude, you still care about this just as much as you did when we were younger and you first started it, you know?
Thanks, man. So, well, you were the one out of very few that actually believed in me, so that's why we're still fucking with each other.
Dude, there was a time when you asked me if I wanted to buy into the company for $300, and I was a broke-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was like,
dude, that $300 could take care of my fucking phone bill right now, but...
And I had all of, like, $5 in my account, and I was broke as fuck, and there was just no way
you
I could
do both,
it.
Dude.
And now I'm like, fuck, I should have asked my parents for money. Like, I've never asked my parents for money, but I feel like I should have asked my parents for $300 and to be in a place where I would be right now if I did.
Woo! Yeah. No, dude, like, nice. I'm super grateful for not really, like, when, for those that don't understand the backstory, like, Roddy...
Hold on. Before this, I just want everyone to remember, this isn't recording. A suck each other off moment, right?
No. It's really not.
I just realized it probably sounds like you guys are just on each other.
We've just been friends for a long time, and Roddy is super important when it comes to the brand, because when you're starting something... really organic and green, like, everyone says, dude, I'm gonna make t-shirts and I'm gonna fucking kill it, and everyone that hears that shit, the reality is you're just like, yeah,
you're okay, just another dude making
just,
t-shirts,
well, okay, yeah. Fucking whatever, dude. And I expected that when I got into this, but long story short, you know, when you're trying to start something new and no one really sees your vision of what you're trying to do, and then you meet someone, aka Roddy, that came in, and maybe two others that actually believe me out of the dozens of people I was surrounded with, it's very tough to actually meet those people. So if you're out there and you're trying to start and build something on your own, whether it's a YouTube channel or your own brand, just know that you can't really rely on hoping that everyone around you, like your family and everyone's going to believe in you. Fortunately, mine was, but not a lot of people do, and they give up.
Well, and sucks. I feel like there's two key things that a good, I wouldn't even call me a business partner because I'm not. I have zero money invested in this. I just want him to succeed because I see how hard he works at it and I see that he actually believes it. Dude, you actually have carpenter bees in this tree right here.
What does that mean?
Those big black bees.
Oh, fuck those guys, you dude. See that every time I try to walk up to the shop, they're always trying to get in my face. Yeah,
look what they've done. That's what they've... That hole, all of that is from them just...
Yeah, they're living in that hole.
Stingering away at that thing. Yep. That's fucking gnarly. They've had to have been doing that for months and months.
Well, they've been there for the last few months, actually.
Jesus Christ.
It's been annoying as shit.
Back to sucking each other's dicks. The two keys are A, I never asked for anything from you. Like, other than like, hey, dude, that sticker looks rad. Can I have one?
Right.
But I was never like, hey, let me get a free vest.
Like,
it was never anything like that. And the reason I bring that up is because I've seen some people lately asking you for free shit.
Yeah.
And
but they're
like,
random people.
And it
they're
pisses
not,
me off. Yeah. I'm like, what
like,
the
you're
fuck?
You're the fucking
do you
nerd.
Mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean? Like, you've said all of two words to this guy in your entire life, and you think he's just going to do you upright real quick, you know? Like, get fucked.
But that's just the reality, dude. It's just everyone, like you're a hard worker. You go out and earn everything you do. You fabricate and you fucking work your ass off, dude, to build shit that is not easy.
Right.
So, and you work for everything that you own.
Well, it is easy. It's just...
Well, it's easy to you now because you've learned the skill.
Well, yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
But we're in a generation these days where no one wants to fucking work hard for anything. They just want to ask for it because they heard of it through another influencer that said, all I had to do was ask and they gave it to me for free. So Joe Schmo, who has 200 or 2,000 followers that has pictures of his fucking cats and no relevance to your brand, asks you for, hey, dude, throw me a free vest and I'll shout you out on my page. And I'm like, you motherfucker, dude.
You fucking like, dick licker. Like,
I would give it to Roddy before you, and I don't care how many fucking followers you have.
And
anyway.
I don't want free shit. Fuck that. I work for everything I have. That's one of my pride things that my chick hates.
Yeah.
She's like, you have too much pride. And I'm like, well, you didn't come for where I came from.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And I understand I do have too much pride, but whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing was, what was I going to say? So you got a bunch of douchebags asking you for free shit.
Yeah.
And then what was the
I weed them out pretty quick, dude. I'm getting good at trolling, actually, to be honest with you.
That's good. That's really good. Fuck them. If they don't like it, they can suck this dick.
Yes.
But
my friends who actually do pay full price, that is such a good feeling, especially with them not asking, because now I know, okay, this is how it works, guys, for those listening. If you're ever going to ask anyone for anything or you want to support your friend, just support your friend. If my friend owns a car dealership, I'm going there to get a car. If my friend owns a grocery store, I'm going there to get my groceries.
Yep.
Do I have those two things? No. But I'm saying if I did, I would go those places for that. Now, in the event that if a friend offers and pays for full price, me as a business owner, like if Roddy... At any point you said, yo, I want a custom vest, you're getting a fucking solid good deal, if not a really good hookup, because you've earned that.
Well, and that's exactly what happened.
That's what saying. That's the point I'm trying to get.
I've got my... And
that's the difference.
Granted, it wasn't super custom. It was like... Because I like really plain shit.
Yeah.
I don't like super custom.
Oh, you got the all
stuff.
Black one.
I just got a completely black vest. Yeah, that's all I got. There was no special alligator or snake skin or diamond pattern or any of that stuff.
That was a while ago. You still got it?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. It's just 100 million degrees out right now, so I don't wear it. But yeah, no, it's just... And I know it, but I'm not taking advantage of it. I wouldn't do that. It's just not in me, I guess.
That's why Roddy's sitting here on the podcast and we're still friends.
And that's why I'm going to keep sucking your dick. God, I wish I could remember what the fuck I was going to say.
Let me ask you something.
Huh?
What's the gnarliest, hardest thing that you've built, welded, fabricated within the last year?
Tell
me something.
Year?
Yeah, I'm curious. What's
project? In the last year, it's strictly been for stuff at school. I haven't really had... Or not school. Work. Sorry, I haven't been to school in years. But it's strictly been stuff for work. I haven't had too much free time outside of work because I've been working so goddamn much.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to build anything outside of work. Well, actually, I did some stuff in my house.
Oh, really?
I built my back patio now has a cover.
Isn't that a good feeling, dude? Oh, I'm sure really proud when you come out and look at it, too.
Oh, it's fucking... It is the strongest part of the entire house. A hurricane could come by,
yeah,
the whole house would still be standing because it would be anchored to my patio.
I'll have to stop by and check it out, dude.
The patio is just overbuilt as fuck because I built it, and I don't build to Arizona track home standards. I build to my standards.
Right. That sucks that you have to ask for permission to build on your own property.
Technically, you don't have to ask for permission. No, okay. You're just like, I didn't ask for permission.
Yeah, yeah. Just ask for forgiveness.
It's when we go to resell, there'll be a note in the, you know what? Don't take this for like,
yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, I was going to take this information.
I'm not 100% sure on this, but from what I remember being told from general contractors and people who've done this is if you don't get a permit or get the okay from the HOA or whatever the fuck, if you have an HOA, you don't get okayed for it, you can still do it, but when you go to sell your house, it'll have a note on there saying that this is not original, like an original piece of the home, does not have any permits, I haven't paid the money for some dipshit who knows less than I do about to come and check it out and go, okay, it's good. Yeah, okay. Or no, I don't know if it means I'm liable. I have no idea.
That's weird.
I mean, if you buy my house and you knew that, which you're going to know because, the shit has history.
Pretty obvious.
What people get paid to look at. But, yeah, so I'd say that is probably it. And it doesn't sound like much, but it took me 2.5 days in really, really hot heat and a lot of sun. And my knees and back haven't hurt so goddamn. I did the roofing on it afterwards. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Doesn't take a lot, but it was just, I haven't had to do that in a long time. Yeah. I wasn't used to it, so it fucking hurt, yeah.
So that was the toughest one?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
sounds pretty cool.
I was pretty proud of it, and especially because it rained the other day, like, really, really well for the first time all year, and the only thing that got wet underneath that thing was the very perimeter of it, because the rain was coming in sideways. So.
That was a gnarly storm. At least over on this side, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It flooded a few areas.
So do you see that building across the street?
Which one?
That building, the gray one.
Yeah.
So there was an extreme, it was called Extreme Gymnastics. It was...
I know. I used to date a girl who went there.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Oh, it sounds...
Not any time recently, but...
Sounds like she was pretty flexible. Anyway, moving on.
No comment.
Me and Roddy are perbs, but we're pretty much married. So anyway, at the same time,
right.
Our wives love us for it.
Yeah.
We're perverted for them. Anyway, so that building...
Hell yeah, girl, come get you some.
We almost took it over. So let me explain. It's a two-story building. Okay, uh-huh. I think it's about 20,000.
I've been in there.
Yeah, you have?
Back it's in huge. Like 2007, yeah.
So the day that it went on lease on the property is the day I came into the shop and I said, holy fucking shit, dude, we're going to be running out of room. Yeah. Like, we need some space.
Dude, you are running out of room.
I know. There's like stacks of boxes and shit back there. I don't even know what to do with them.
You like can't even walk in here anymore.
But now we got 800 pounds worth of vests and jackets that are coming in. Like that one right there, that was designed by myself. So that's going to be something that's going to be in stock as a custom.
Oh, hell yeah.
But anyway, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's coming next week. And I'm like, fuck, dude, where am I going to put this shit? And then the additional stuff that's following through. So I'm like thinking ahead, right? Mm-hmm. You know me. Like I always try to think ahead. So the rent on that place really isn't as much more than here.
Yeah.
And it's almost 20,000 square feet.
How many square feet is this?
I would say almost 2,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah, just imagine 10 of these.
Yeah.
That's about the size of that. So to me, 20,000 is the next level.
Yeah.
But anyway, the day it went up, dude, they were either going to sell it or they were going to lease it out. I walked over there and I called, because it wasn't open, I called a leasing agent and I said, I want this like now. And he was like, oh, I'm on the way. While the way that he was calling, he called me halfway through here, on the way here, and he's like, that we just sold the entire property. So they sold it to someone. And I'm like...
Dude, that's when was this?
This was at least like 2 months ago.
Well, that's what, ever since the fucking pandemic hit, dude. Especially, I don't know, in other
commercial
places,
properties are going down.
No, I know. Dude, that's what I'm saying. So everyone in California is leaving California because they're finally starting to see what a fucking shithole that place is.
Oh my god, yeah. That's why I didn't start the business.
And they're moving here. Yeah. Everyone's moving here. And it's shitty because now we're going to have a bunch of, I'm from L.A.
Yeah.
People over here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm Beverly from, Hills.
In L.A., you wouldn't see this in L.A. Like, get the fuck
my uncle's
out of here.
Uncle got a Lambo, and it was, like, so cool.
And he lives in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, it's, oh, God.
Pretty good at that.
If I run into you, motherfucker, and I know none of you shoot guns because you're all a bunch of pussies that are like, oh, we don't like guns, so.
No, I know a couple people that currently live in L.A. They are very pro-second, which we are too.
Yes.
Pro-second amendment. And they wish, dude, every time they see my guns on my stories, like my personal, that's the reason why it's private.
Yeah.
Because I don't need motherfuckers watching my shit.
Right.
Ratting me out. Fucking rats. So I keep it private, but I post a lot of my guns on that page. So I keep it private because of that reason. But
yeah.
I always have people that are in LA or California. They're like, dude, I wish.
Yep.
Wish. It sucks, man.
Yeah, I got a couple buddies in Huntington that are, well, they're like in that area. I don't know exactly. I know one of my buddies lives in Long Beach right now. He's from Huntington, and another buddy is still in Huntington. They live all in that like Costa Mesa.
It's my favorite beach.
What, Needle Beach?
No, Huntington.
That's Needle Beach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard that.
Dude, it's Huntington. That's what they're known for, is
called
being a
Needle?
Fucking, yeah, Needle Beach, like fucking meth and heroin, or
heroin. That's
heroin,
why.
Yeah.
Okay, the term.
It was a big old heroin hub.
Well,
for
dude,
a
don't
long
fuck
time.
It up for me, man. I think that place is paradise. Now I walk around and be like,
well,
this
now
is Needle
it's,
Town.
Now it's a lot fucking better. But no, back in the day, it was fucking Needle Paradise. But yeah, they're all from there. None of them are fucking drug addicts, thank God.
Yeah.
They're really cool people. But they have guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know they do. Nobody else knows they do, but they have.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, as long as you know and no one else knows, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
Especially during times like this, dude. The reason we have guns, right?
Well, here, before we talk about this, because my uncle always said, you know, the best gun owner, nobody knows that he even has one.
That's true.
And I'm a firm believer in that, but let's just say, yes, I have guns. I'm not going to say what they are, how many
there are,
or anything like that.
We don't have to go into that.
Yeah, I enjoy guns.
But why do you think that we should still have our Second Amendment rights when there's people out there that are trying to take it away right now?
Oh, God, I don't want to have this conversation.
Please, just have a two-minute conversation. Give me the reason why.
I hate politics so much.
You don't have to get into politics.
Because...
Why is it important to you? I'll tell you mine.
Like,
it's to defend myself and my family. That's it.
Sure. Well, those are the only reasons. Those are the obvious ones. I'm trying to think of shit other than like, okay, like the odds of you getting broken your house being broken into. I don't know what it is, but I would imagine percentage, it's probably under 1%.
In Arizona. If you're in Portland, it might be a little different.
Sure,
right
and right now,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is it's a very low, low number. So I don't think of those ones, even though those are the obvious ones. That's the low-hanging fruit.
Right,
I'm not going to be like, to protect me and my family and my loved ones. Like, I agree.
Fuck you,
with,
dude, that's
no,
what I said.
No, I agree with it. It's just, it's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
I want to, what I would say is because the other half of that is to protect the United States of America from tyranny.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone always,
yeah.
everyone... I see it all the time on Facebook and what's the other one? Instagram. God, I'm getting old.
Yeah, you are.
They're always like, you know, the Second Amendment was created so when muskets were around. Did you ever think of that? Like, yeah,
and the red coats.
Because that's all the government had too. Now that we, it's fucking hundreds of years later, and you're telling me that it's for muskets? Like, get fucked. They have fucking drones.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's definitely meant to protect us against, you know, tyranny.
Yeah.
And
it's just so funny. These motherfuckers in Antifa think that they're going to... God damn it, I said I wouldn't talk about it.
I knew it. It would come out, Rodney.
These douchebags in Antifa and all their little supporters think that they're going to fucking
be careful. You might upset some people on here.
Fucking come say something, bitch.
Right?
Come to Arizona and try that shit. They just tried and we
they shut it down. Yep.
They got them the fuck out of here.
Yep.
They didn't even let them come.
That's why I love Arizona, man.
Everyone here is like, fuck you. You come here and try and do anything to us. We have guns and we love to use them.
Yep, yep.
Like, I don't know a single person that doesn't own guns here.
Yeah.
So.
That is so true.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
More so because it annoys me than anything.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's fine. Because
it's like all you fucking hear about these days. And I'm just.
There's really not much else to talk about, to be honest with you. We can't go to fucking bike shows. We can't go to car shows.
I know, it's
everything's
so
shut in the fuck. We can't go to concerts.
We can talk about that. Okay. Oh, okay. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
I think I've gone my whole life not knowing what depression is.
Yeah.
And I think I'm starting to feel a slight amount of it because it's been, let's see, February till now. So it's been 7 months since I've seen a live show.
Isn't that shitty?
And I don't know what to do. Like, my brain isn't functioning on all eight cylinders because...
Me and Roddy have gone to shows before together. And, I mean, there's been times that we just go to shows and we end up like, oh, shit, you're here, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, we go to the shows that much.
Yeah.
Or we're just like, we go by ourselves sometimes or we go with a couple people. And
well, that's the fun part is it's because we go to so many shows that... We know even if we only buy one ticket for us, we're going to run into people that we know who want to hang out, and we'll just hang out with them all night.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is funny. Like, I think we went together to Gary Clark Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and then we went separately to the August Burns Red show and ran into each other and ended up having tickets right next to each other on the balcony.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
Funny.
That is so trippy.
But yeah.
The stars were aligned that night.
Yes, they were.
Oui.
That was a fucking rad show. It was the August Burns Red the album Messengers. It was their 10-year anniversary from that album.
Weren't they supposed to be doing an acoustic version here, like concert recently?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
But, dude, to be honest, I listen to so much shit that there's no more room. There's just purely
isn't...
You're out
of filing space in your brain.
Yeah, exactly. There is no... If I'm going to... introduce anything new into my brain musically, I'm gonna have to sacrifice something old. Like, I just don't
just get
have
rid of Wage
room.
War. Clear hard drive of that band.
Of Wage then, War?
Yeah, Wage War. Wage, that, see, that's how bad I don't like them because I don't know their fucking name, okay? I just hear everyone's like, Wage War.
They're all right. They're nothing to call the mom to, but.
You ain't gotta lie to me, dude. The KK is cool.
Yeah.
So. Our point, back to what we were saying, the depression thing that you're feeling.
Yeah.
I've been feeling that too, to be honest with you.
You
know how shitty it is as like a business owner? Let me touch topic on this. I feel so bad. Like, you don't think about other people when you're running your business, right? As much as you're trying
to
survive.
You have to be cutthroat.
Exactly. And focus on your business. That's why we're doing this like Operation Underground Railroad thing, which we'll talk about another time. And we're focused on like a charity that we're trying to help. For trafficking in kids. But anyway, when
basically we're gonna help traffic kids. No,
don't fuck this up, dude. Okay, we're trying to help.
People are gonna think
I'm
an asshole. Dude, have a sense of fucking humor.
He's a sense of humor. He's a really cool guy, guys. So anyway, you don't think about these things, right? So, you know, I'm not gonna mention the company's names because I'm not trying to make them in a bad light. But I've known personally business owners and companies and restaurants, dude, that are like so excited to open back up back in May, and they were like, open your doors back up. They order all this food, all this beer, all this supplies, and then they get told the next month you got to shut down. Now all that food is everything expired and you wasted your money. It's gone.
Yep.
Can you imagine? Like, I can have a vest on the shelf for 4 years, dude, and it not expire. So when I feel for these businesses now, dude, and it's really opened my eyes to how much I never really thought about it as much as I do now, is what I'm trying to say. And it's added to that depression to not be able to like go out and live our lives, which is,
yeah, it's gotta be a bummer, dude. Like,
and it's like, I try not to think about it, you know, because it's really saddening.
Well, with the millions and millions that you're making from your custom custom T-shirt business here.
You're going to have people knocking on my door, right?
Oh, man. No, I'm kidding. No, it's got to be, like, you work really hard so that you can play really hard.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah,
that's what,
dude,
you enjoyed. You work tirelessly. You give everything you've got to this so that you can go do things that are fun that most people don't have the opportunity for.
And
so
I appreciate
to be
that.
Working as hard as you do right now and not be able to have the fun that you should be able to have, that's got to be depression.
I just want my family and kid to have the best life that I never fucking had. Yeah, so that's exactly the motivation right
Same.
There.
And I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do it, but
that's no, like, you could do it. You have the drive, dude. I have this knack where I can actually, this is why I don't fuck with a lot of people. And I'm going to touch topic on this. Like,
okay.
I'm sure you guys listening, if you can relate, you don't fuck with a lot of people. Maybe this might strike up why. But I've realized that I don't fuck with people who don't want more for their lives or themselves. Because yeah. I've noticed that it drags me down.
That no drive as well. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the woe is me blamers.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun.
Those are the same people that are waiting for $100 million to land at
yeah,
their feet.
Like, I've been praying for it for years.
Yeah. I've been praying, and Jesus gives me little blessings here and there. Like, no. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I'm not knocking religion or anything. I'm just... Well, fuck that. Yes, I am. If you want to hate me for it, fuck it. I'm not putting words into Matt's mouth, but I think religion is stupid.
We are no hold bars.
Personally.
Is that the expression, no hold holds bars here?
We no just basically... No holds barred.
No holds barred.
It's a call out to mixed martial arts.
Okay.
So, no holds barred. It means you're allowed to do any and all holds against your opponent.
Damn.
So
right.
Everything is legal.
And if you're listening, don't act like you fucking knew that too, okay? Half of you don't, so just shut up. You're like, oh, Matt, you didn't know that?
The only reason I know that is because I've been listening to Joe Rogan religiously for years now.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Basically, Joe Rogan is my religion, and and basically, if you know Joe Rogan, he talks about MMA all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That was something I learned from his podcast.
I used to listen to him a lot, man, and then... the fact that he signed on to Spotify, right? And for $100 million or something like that.
I honestly can't remember if he ever gave the number out.
I think it was $100 million. Because I think there was a time when he did do it. And I was listening to other podcasts that were talking about it. But I was like... And then Spotify turned around and flipped it for like $1 billion or something like that. And I was like, shoot!
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know, man. We're trying to get to the Joe Rogan level, you know what I'm saying? And with your support, guys, you can subscribe to the podcast.
God. The Joe Rogan level.
Hit our Patreon, right? Oh my God. We don't have that, by the way, guys.
No.
So this is all free. This is just us expressing ourselves.
This is us getting our fucking weekly or bi-weekly shit out off our chest.
Yeah,
you know?
And just kind of keep you guys updated, entertain, especially during shitty times like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to separate yourself from the news. Take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think outside the box a little bit. Maybe go on a vacation. Listen to our beautiful voices.
Matt, where the fuck are they going to go on vacation?
You can go camping. There's a ton of people going camping up north right now. Yeah.
How come you can't go to the lake then? I mean, you can, but they literally funnel
you know
into
why you
one
can't go to the lake?
Place. Because
people go fucking nuts out there, dude.
I know.
Titties hanging out, dicks flaying, helicoptering, drinking their Coors, you know, getting drunk as shit, falling off boats.
You know what's funny to
drowning.
Me is you literally can only go into the, you can only dock, like unload and load back up in one place in the entire lake, right?
Really?
They have barricades around the rest of the lake. You cannot.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, because of what's going on. Because
when I was out there, you can
but
do.
But what I don't understand is, okay, you block all those entrances and stuff, but you can still get there via boat. once you're in, you can just go to those places.
Yeah.
Like, what the... It doesn't make any fucking... You might as well just let people go to those spots.
Yeah.
You know? It's so dumb.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bummed I can't go to the lake because my family's friend, their buddy, my dad's friend, hand-built these canoes, these wooden canoes. And if you saw them, they would be really... I would probably take them out, dude. So they'll fit two large... you know, adults.
Oh, I love canoeing.
And I've been so excited. And we picked them up like 3 months ago. So we drove all the way out to California. We threw them on the truck and came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been so excited to take them out. But dealing with all this shit, I can't. And they're just sitting there. Like, how sad is that shit?
Oh, yeah, that's a bummer.
But
that's what guns are for, dude.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of downsides to what's going on right now.
Right.
But the biggest downside for me is the whole... ammo being 3 or 4 times the price that it normally is,
dude. $1.20 for a 223 round right now.
Yeah,
on average,
it's fucking stupid.
Yeah,
like
good thing it's stocked the fuck up.
Yeah,
a
like
long
most
time ago.
most 9mm rounds. Hi, my name is Rodden. I don't know how to talk today. Most 9mm rounds are
78
around 90 something cents per round. That's fucking nuts, dude.
When just before all this, it was 13 to 19 max is what I've seen.
I mean, the highest I paid before then was like 50-something cents around.
Yeah.
So.
But that would be the most back then.
Yeah.
That you're like, dude, this is a lot.
That'd be price gougers in the neighborhood.
But if you even find anything online, either they won't ship it.
Well, the thing is, the reputable sources for ammunition, they are all like backlogged. Like they don't have any. They've sold all their shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I make sure I keep plenty in stock, but there was a website that was able to ship it. This was back in June, dude. So I bought a few boxes of 1,000 rounds of the 9mm, and I didn't get an email till like 2 weeks in. We got about 10 minutes left, guys, and we gotta cut it off. 2 weeks in.
10-minute warning.
For waiting. And then I get an email after 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, we're not gonna have these in till September, October.
Yeah.
And I ordered this in June. So, first off, that pissed me off, because it's like, what the fuck, dude? You guys took my money.
Yeah.
And you had it on your site. How annoying.
Dude, I bought a t-shirt from this place in Chicago. I know this is off topic of guns, and it's a different... Yeah, that's right. I have friends who make t-shirts that aren't you.
Hey, take a piss.
All right. Matt's going to pee. But yeah, I bought a fucking t-shirt from this company that normally it would have been 2 to 3 days to my house, and I ordered it in, I want to say, what's today, September or something or other. I ordered it early August, and it just got here the other day. So, yeah, it's literally taken a fucking month right now to do this shit. Hey, so you remember earlier how I'm such a cool friend and I don't do anything for free and all that stuff? I'm just, now that he's in the bathroom, I'm just going to start stealing shit. I'm gonna steal this $250 helmet. I'm gonna steal these gloves. I'm gonna steal these brand new hats. Oh, hey, Matt, what's up?
What's up? Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, so
dude, guys,
we are a Simpson dealer, Saddleman.
That's fucking dope.
You like that? Lindsay made it.
Hell yeah.
For 480 Presco, which is our side project.
Let's talk about that real quick.
480 Press.
Yeah, like we've got a couple.
We might actually bust out another podcast after this if Roddy has the time. I don't know if he does.
I got nothing but time.
Okay, cool.
After I work.
Wow, this is a long intro podcast.
I know. I hope
the people love it. Like 10-15 minutes.
But I hope the people love it, and I hope they fucking come back for more.
Because we got a lot of views. Well, so even though we stopped doing it, people are still listening.
I know.
Which motivates us to actually continue doing this.
Yeah, Matt showed me the numbers before we decided to hop back on and make this a thing again.
You guys are still listening, which
is rad. You
guys
are still listening to the old episodes that were over a year and a half ago. Like, we haven't put out new content in a long time.
More than I thought would be listening, which is kind of cool.
Like, way more. Tell me about 480 Presco.
So 480 Presco is a side project that me and Lindsay, the significant other, has been working on. She's very creative. She has a very creative mind, right? Running a clothing brand, I'm sure you guys, if you're listening to this and you own your own clothing brand, working with a screen printer who's not reliable, and they'll tell you it takes 2 weeks and it ends up being 2 months, mm-hmm. which has happened multiple times. And with the volume and the demand that I do, dude, I need shit done quick, and I need it
now.
Out, and I need it for customers.
I needed it done last fucking week.
Yeah, so I don't have time for that shit. So anyway, long story short, after going through several screen printers, we decided, you know what? I'm going to fuck it. The company's at the point now where I can do everything myself. Mm-hmm. We're able to financially afford it. So we're doing all our in-house screen printing now, which is very cool. We've already actually, over the last 2 months of build this up, we've already had clients that have reached out to us.
People walk
through the door, heard about us, and actually want us to do their projects. And we're very time efficient. We pump it out. We focus on the quality. Anyway, so you can follow it on @480Presco on Instagram and check it out.
Hell yeah. I'm just now, dude, this is how busy I've been. I don't know what one of my best friends is doing, and I've never even heard of it.
And I'm already starting another business.
Yeah, you know? What the fuck?
It's all good, dude. Don't take it personal. We all get caught up.
I'm going to have to follow that page, just like everyone who's listening should do. Yeah, gang. No, that's fucking cool, dude. Do you do any one-offs?
We do. So we do a one-off, like, for example, right now we're doing this. We normally don't do one-offs,
but for me, you will.
But yeah, for you,
I'm
like
fucking rad.
But this is the thing: is how much time actually goes in making a single shirt. That's the part.
Like if I wanted
the cleanup is a bitch.
If I wanted a shirt that said "Fuck Matt and Rebel Reaper." You guys suck.
I charge you double, but yeah, double? Essentially what we can make. We can make.
So
make
it would only cost $10,
or a really nice cigar at the cigar bar. Yeah, either one.
I'm kidding.
We could do that. No, but anyway,
yeah. So what's the minimum amount of shirts that you do for a customer?
Yeah, obviously there's minimums, and the lower that you order. So if you order 10 t-shirts compared to someone who orders 100. There is a dramatic difference in the price per garment.
Yeah.
As opposed to like what we did as a customer had a 500 garment order. So they got a really good deal. And we do extra discounts for people that give larger orders. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Long story short, we can make anything happen and we try to focus on your guys' budget, especially during these times.
Yeah. So basically, just if any of you have a business and need shirts made for your business, or if you've got an event coming up. I know it's fucking COVID and what event, you know, but
yeah.
Whatever. If you need shirts made for anything, maybe you got a family reunion coming up, or maybe you got a fucking significant other that you want for Christmas. You want a shirt made for Christmas for them with your ugly fucking mug on it. Like maybe you want that made. Maybe you want 100 of them made. Who knows?
Yeah. And the cool thing is we hire like within. You know, just our friends, people that we know that have supported the brand, which is even better. So you're supporting local, you're supporting our friends, giving jobs to them too.
You're
so.
Supporting good dudes.
Yep.
So
let's wrap it up here, dude. We got 4 minutes. Yeah. It'll take us about that time to wrap it up.
Will it?
Yep.
I haven't done this in so long.
Well, we don't want to push it.
In my brain, it takes 10 seconds to wrap it up, but whatever. You know, that's cool. So let's see. Obviously, Rebel Reaper Clothing Company, they got their shirts, they got their hats, they got their gloves, they got Simpson helmets. Well, talk about that real quick. Make it like 30 seconds long.
So our friends at Simpson, we've been good friends with them. I followed them for a long time, especially in the drag racing days with cars. That's one of my things. We just recently, over the last few months, we've sold a lot of Simpson helmets. And thanks to you guys for following the page. They're good friends of ours, and also Saddleman Seats, you know, they're good friends of ours as well.
And these aren't, just so you guys know, these aren't
they're
sponsorships.
Not paid. Yeah, they're not paid
advertisements. This isn't a paid advertisement or a sponsorship at all. We fuck with them super hard. So.
And Lex and Moto, by the way, good friends of ours as well. Yeah. So shout out to Mark over there, and very cool people.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I highly doubt we'll ever have ads on this.
Yeah, I doubt it. This is all free. This is just out of our time, guys. So we appreciate you listening.
Not saying it won't ever happen, because it might. But but as of right now, we don't see the need for it.
It's not scripted like a lot of the shit that's out there, dude. And I always can tell that it's scripted. And I really want to stay away from that. I want it to be organic and the way we are and just talking like normal people.
Yeah.
So
fuck them.
Fuck it, we're going live.
Fuck it, we're going live. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far and you got through my rambling and Matt's rambling and you guys are not super annoyed, we really appreciate it.
Tell your friends about it.
Yeah, just do us a super solid. If you guys can leave a review for this or fucking like it, subscribe it, any of that stuff. I don't think you... People who don't do this for a living don't understand that... And I don't even do it for a living.
We're not getting paid to do this.
But it really helps. As long as that number stays climbing, we're doing good.
Yeah.
So
we're always trying to give you guys good, solid, new content. So make sure you subscribe to it. Make sure you listen. Tell your friends about it. That's all we ask.
Yeah. And two
we're not asking for money.
Two other things real quick. If you want us to talk about something or you want to hear our opinions on something, send a DM to Rebel Reaper Clothing.
Even though I get fucking hundreds every day.
Right.
But yeah, send them email. Send a message there.
Oh, you know what? We're going to make a podcast page.
Oh, really?
And they can send them to... Yeah, so we'll let you guys know the name of the podcast page. That way you can send in your shit. But yeah, send in your questions, your concerns, your comments, any advice that you want, because I give baller-ass advice, believe it or not. But yeah, send in all that stuff. We'd love to read them on the air. We can keep it anonymous if you want to do that too.
But
that's always
good. Sure you follow the Rebel Reaper page, because we will be posting on there about the podcast. So that'll be an opportunity as well to comment on that post.
Yes.
And ask any questions that you want us to address. And we're going to have a list of questions and we're going to answer them from real people. So make sure you guys tune in for that.
Damn, right? You were right. It did take 4 minutes to close this up.
I was fucking on this shit.
All right, guys, that does it for today. Thanks again so much. Like I said, like, subscribe, all that YouTube goodness. We love you. Later.